I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. The first thing I ever found with a metal detector was a Lincoln penny. And I'll bet the first thing most treasure hunters found was a pull tab. But your first coin was probably a Lincoln penny. We find more Lincoln pennies than all the other coins put together. But how much do you know about that lowly Lincoln cent? Our story begins with Theodore Roosevelt, who was president from 1901 to 1909. Roosevelt was a Republican, and his favorite Republican president was the savior of the Union, Abraham Lincoln. Now, Abraham Lincoln was born in 1809, and President Roosevelt wanted to do something memorable for Lincoln's 100th birthday in 1909. And what better way to commemorate the event than to issue a new coin with Lincoln's portrait? Now, this was quite a gutsy step for Roosevelt, because up to that time, not only had no president ever appeared on a common American coin, but no real human being had ever been pictured on a United States common coin. Let's take a quick look at the coins that were being minted in 1909. The dime, quarter, and half dollar all looked exactly alike on the head's side, with a portrait of Lady Liberty, designed by Charles E. Barber. In fact, they were called Barber coins. On the back of the dime were the words one dime, and on the back of the quarter and half dollar was an eagle with wings spread majestically. In 1909, our nickel and penny both had Native Americans on their faces. The Barber dime, quarter, and half dollar were originally issued in 1892, just 17 years earlier. The Buffalo nickel had been around for just 16 years. But the Indian head penny had been around for exactly 50 years, from 1859 to 1909. And since Abraham Lincoln was beloved by the common man, it seemed perfectly fitting to honor him with the most common and most accessible coin, the penny. Let's shift gears for a moment now and meet a man who was born in Lithuania in 1871. His name was Viktoras Barnauskas, and he immigrated to New York in 1890. But before he left Lithuania, he changed his name to one more American-sounding, figuring it would be easier for him to get into the United States if his name didn't sound so foreign. So Viktoras Barnauskas became Victor David Brenner. Brenner's father was an engraver, and Victor followed the trade. He studied under the masters in Paris for a couple of years, and when he returned to the United States in 1900, he was quite well known. When President Roosevelt decided to replace the Indian head penny with one honoring Abraham Lincoln, he remembered posing for Brenner when he was younger. Roosevelt knew that Brenner had done a plaque of Lincoln several years earlier, and he picked the design of that plaque as the portrait for the new penny. When the new Lincoln cent was first issued in 1909, Victor David Brenner's initials, VDB, were printed at the bottom of the reverse side of the coin. It was common practice to honor coin designers by placing their initials on coins, but some newspaper editors around the country complained in editorials that Brenner's initials were too prominent, and so they were removed. 28 million pennies with VDB on the back had already been issued from the Philadelphia Mint and almost 500,000 from the San Francisco Mint. In contrast, after the initials were removed, Philadelphia issued almost 73 million more 1909 pennies without the initials, and San Francisco released another nearly 2 million. Today, the Philadelphia 1909 VDB pennies are worth from $12 to $30, depending on condition, and the 1909 SVDB pennies are worth from $750 to $2,300. 9 years later, in 1918, Victor D. Brenner's initials were put back on the pennies, but this time they were scratched into the rim beneath Lincoln's shoulder and are very hard to see. In 1959, Lincoln's 150th birthday, another change was made to the Lincoln penny. The wheat stalks on the back were replaced by the Lincoln Memorial. I can still remember the wonder I felt holding my first Memorial back penny. I was 11 years old, and a friend in gym class was showing one around. The next change was in 2009 for Lincoln's 200th birthday. Heads is still the same, but four new designs were adapted for the tails side, commemorating Lincoln's birth, his youth, his Illinois years, and his presidency. And finally, in 2010, the back was replaced by an E. Pluribus Unum shield with 13 stripes for the 13 original colonies. Through all the changes to the back of the penny since 1909, Victor David Brenner's portrait of Abraham Lincoln on the front of the penny remains the same. Thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.